This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Clint's here for Blown Off. Hey, Clint, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble. I'm hoping you guys can help me out today.
Okay. Yeah, what's your trouble, Clint?
So I went out with this girl that I really like. And you know what I mean? Like, when you're dating and you're a young adult, it's kind of like you can go on, like, you know, a few dates here and there, but it's really rare to find somebody that you really connect with. You know what I mean?
Sure,
and so
of course.
I was, like, at a friend's party, and it was, like, I wasn't even looking for it. Like, I literally was over at the bar, you know, just making myself a drink, and this girl comes over, and she's extremely beautiful. And she just, you know, she's like, make me a drink. So I make her a drink, and we're laughing, and we're talking, and we have a great time that night. And she just keeps coming over and flirting, and she's like, make me a drink. So before, you know, we left, we exchanged information to hang out. I mean, to be honest, we definitely, you know, made out that night. We definitely got it in.
So, yeah, it was all the drinks, you know, probably.
Probably the drink. But, you know, our chemistry was great. Like, it was just kind of like, I don't know. You meet somebody and you feel like...
You guys clicked.
Yeah.
We really did.
Okay, like, so cool.
It didn't even feel... It was, like, amazing. So we hung out one time by ourselves or whatever, and it was a great night. I mean, I felt really comfortable. I felt like we could talk about past relationships and, like, you know, sometimes you save that for, like, the second, third date. You don't really go down that road. But, again, we really clicked. So we talked about everything. And so... it was kind of weird that I didn't hear from her. Like, I called her back, and, like, she was really dry with me, and I just felt like if there was something wrong, she would have said something. You know, she's not the kind of girl that bites her tongue. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
I like that. I really like that about her, actually. Like, she's just really herself. So it felt like if I did something or something was wrong, I felt like she would have said something, but it was weird. So anyway, I'm texting her, I'm calling her, she just stopped responding, and I don't know if it's something personal going on, something that I did. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe we, like, if you guys could, like, figure out, like, what's going on with her, like, I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah, her name is, what's her name?
Amanda.
All right. We're going to call Amanda now. We're going to find out what's going on, why she's not into you anymore, why she's blowing you off, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. You listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Amanda.
This is Amanda.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Thank God it's you, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. Who's speaking?
Amanda, my name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan, and we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I know this is kind of weird, but we just wanted to ask you a few questions. Can we talk to you on the radio?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, good. Don't sound so excited.
I know.
Listen, we wanted to ask you about this dude, you know, his name's Clint. You guys hooked up at a party, you went out?
Yeah, what do you know about Clint? Yeah, I know Clint.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, what do you know about Clint?
You know, we went out one time, and it was just really weird. I mean, he's the kind of guy that just he's really disrespectful to women. I mean, he's a misogynist.
How? Why is that? What did he do?
Yeah.
It's like every other story he talks about women, he uses the B word. It's like bees do this, and this bee did that, and this bee, you know, it's every other word is a B for women. He has no other way of expressing himself when it comes to talking about women. And so if he's talking about other women like
I totally disagree with that. That's not true. That's not at all true.
Is he on the phone? He's on the phone?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Sorry, man, I forgot to tell you, that B-word's on the phone with us. Was he calling you the B-word, Amanda, or was he calling someone else the B-word?
No, but it was just a matter of time. Every story he talked about, when if it was a woman involved in the story, he called her the B-word. It's like,
I wasn't using it in a derogatory way. Like, I was using it in
a
colloquial
compliment,
way.
Dude.
Like,
there's really no other way to say that. Why do you reference women that way? Why is that the word you choose?
Here's the thing. I use that word, like, we're products of our environment, right? All of my friends, including my female friends, not just my male friends, they call, that's how they talk about women. It's not like I was like, bashing them or anything like that. Like, it's literally, I wouldn't say it's a term of endearment, but it's literally a word like we use.
So why don't you use it for men? Why don't you talk about guys that way?
Listen, there are other words we use for guys too.
Yeah, okay, we don't want to get into those.
I can understand in context. In context, if I was using that word and you felt like I was like bashing women or like to say I'm like misogynistic or I hate women, it's like ridiculous.
You are, man. That's all it is expression and expression of a derogatory word. You're trying to impress a woman and you use that repeatedly during the conversation. That means you're tone deaf to what I'm talking about or who you with. You're not with your boys. You're with me.
Like, you can't front. Like, women call each other the B word. So, like, what I'm
saying, and it's still not a compliment.
never. If you say that word, is it a compliment?
That's not a real good argument.
It's just rude and disrespectful, is what it is. Like, when you reference to a woman like that.
I think, I don't know who y'all hang out with, but I've literally heard women be like, "Oh, that's my B right there."
Well, I know who I don't hang out with.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's what's interesting. I feel like you should have been woman enough to say you were uncomfortable with that, as opposed to just being passive aggressive and then like not.
No, that's not being passive aggressive. Like, my thing is, I'm gonna let you show me who you are, and you show me who you are, and that's not somebody that I want to be with.
So yeah.
But the party that you were at was filled with people that speak that way. To me,
but she's not dating all those other people. She was dating you.
Okay, Clint. So you didn't call Amanda the B word.
No, I didn't call her that.
Did you call her that when you were talking to any of your other friends?
No, I never have.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I think it's as opposed to taking the word and making it mean something. I think we got to talk about how language in our society right now.
Well, we don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for that.
Hang on one second. 340-9595-800-475-9595. That beat's crazy.